Eric Holder claims victory over IG report, suggests AG Barr, critics were politically motivated. By Hannah Blow on December 9, 2019. Former Attorney General Eric Holder, like many of his Democrat counterparts, on Monday claimed victory following the release of the Justice Department's Inspector General IG report, proclaiming that it showed conclusively that there was a need for Russia inquiry and accusing critics, including Attorney General William Barr, of being politically motivated. The DOJ's internal watchdog blasted the Bureau for significant inaccuracies and omissions in its application to surveil former Trump campaign adviser Carter Page and outlined 17 inaccuracies involving three applications filed under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which may have inflated the Bureau's justification for surveillance against Page, as Breitbart News detailed. Overall, Horowitz's report acknowledged serious performance failures by the supervisory and non-supervisory agents but found a lack of misconduct. The report stated, "We do not speculate whether the correction of any particular misstatement or omissions, or some combination thereof, would have resulted in a different outcome. Nevertheless, the department's decision-makers and the court should have been given complete and accurate information so that they could meaningfully evaluate probable cause before authorizing the surveillance of a U.S. person associated with a presidential campaign." The conclusion inspired Holder to take a victory lap. "IG report shows conclusively that there was a need for Russia inquiry," Holder wrote. "All those, including the AG who questioned the motives of the career people at DOJ and FBI, must acknowledge this," he continued. "Do no more harm to these organizations. You were politically motivated, you're now proven wrong." His response stands in stark contrast to that of members of the GOP, as well as Barr and U.S. Attorney John Durham. The Inspector General's report now makes clear that the FBI launched an intrusive investigation of a U.S. presidential campaign on the thinnest of suspicions that, in my view, were insufficient to justify the steps taken, Barr stated in part. "It is also clear that, from its inception, the evidence produced by the investigation was consistently exculpatory," he added. Durham also released a statement, reiterating that the Department of Justice does not agree with some of the report's conclusions. "Based on the evidence collected to date, and while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to predication and how the FBI case was opened." Holder is not the only Democrat claiming victory. I see James Comey has a victory lap up head out, making it clear he didn't read the report, which is at least consistent with his management style of apparently not reading FISA applications, Representative Mark Meadows, RNC, wrote. As for Comey, the IG report indicated that he admitted that the unverified Steele dossier was not ripe enough or mature enough to be used as a finished intelligence document. Yet the Bureau used it as a key document in its investigation anyway. Comey told the OIG that it was not ripe enough, mature enough, to be in a finished intelligence product, the report stated. "It's a disgrace what's happened with the things that were done to our country. It's incredible, far worse than what I ever thought possible," President Trump stated following the report's release. Trump told reporters in London last week that the Durham report is the big report to wait for. "That's the one that people are really waiting for. And he's highly respected. And we're, and he's worked very hard. And he's worked long hours, I can tell you, and gone all over world. So we'll see," he said. "But the Durham report is the report people are really looking forward to," he added.